get everything whiter than snow. You've just gone through all the products. Who in here has used most of those products? Some of those are quite old products, aren't they? Right then, tonight's topic is whiter than snow. Now, first of all, I'd like to ask you people, what is good about snow? Now, I love snow, so I could come up with quite a list for this. But you tell me what you like about snow. Top of the list for me, what Eileen said, snowballs. Love throwing snowballs. Snowman, yeah, like making snowmen. What? Yeah, they come on Christmas cards, it reminds you that Christmas is coming, doesn't it? Ooh, a bit poetic, that, Karen. Yeah. What about sledging? Does anybody like sledging? That's the one. Now, Stephen, puts that PowerPoint one on, please, Stephen. Okay, turn this front light out. That's it. That's sort of a typical Christmas scene that you might see, say, on a Christmas card these days, isn't it? A nighttime Christmas scene with all the lovely lights and things on it. We hope to get some Christmas cards, don't we? If you look at the second one, a not so typical Christmas scene. Two reindeers looking at the snowman. Well, I don't know wherever that is. Caption for that might be. Yes, my dear. Should have known that one. What I'd like to talk about tonight is, and it might seem a bit strange for whiter than snow, but you'll see why. I'd like to talk about snowmen tonight. I'm sure at some time or another, we've all built a snowman, haven't we? Or attempted to build a snowman. Or a snowwoman. For us, the next PowerPoint on, please, Stephen. Here we go. Snowman and snowwoman. Obviously in love, holding hands. We have to build them. Especially when we were young. Or if you're like me, you're a child at heart, you still like to build them. There's nothing I like better than building snowmen in the snow. Now you can even get snow families, which is our next picture. You can see there. If you look closely, I don't think they're even made out of snow. But it looks snowy, doesn't it? Little snow family. That's got to be worth it. Oh. Now, if someone was to make a snowman of you that looked like you or portrayed what you were like to them, what do you think that snowman would look like? What's the next one on, Stephen? Would he be a happy little snowman? Would it be the next one? Mr. Grumpy snowman. How many think there would be more of those in here than the first one? It's not me, because I ain't got a black beard. Like, I can't be Mr. Grumpy. So, snow people come in all sorts of shapes and sizes, don't they? Every single one is different. You probably haven't realised that stupid fact, but there's not any snowman ever in the world that has ever been the same. You know, because every snowflake is different as well. The world's tallest snowman. Where's this next picture on, Stephen? Does anybody like to hazard a guess of how big that is? Look at the size of the people at the bottom. Exceptionally close, Julian. 122 feet and 1 inch. That's the world's tallest snowman. And it took them a month to build this, the people of this village in Bethel, Maine, USA. It took them a month to build it. 122 feet, 1 inch. I'd like to have a go at beating that, but we don't have enough snow, do we? The world's smallest snowman was made by the National Physical Laboratory in London. And this is it. Does anybody like to hazard a guess how big that is? Close. It's actually 0.01 millimetres wide. That's 1/100 of a millimetre wide. Anybody know how big a millimetre is? I think you will. If you just pull your fingers apart as the small amount as you can, that's about a millimetre. And that is, the width of that is 1/100th of a millimetre. And it had to be made in the laboratory, it's that small. In fact, the bubbles, what they used to form the ice on, are what they used to set the microscopes up for size and things. So that's how it had to be done. And then they had to get a special laser product to cut the eyes and mouth and things. So that's the smallest snowman and the biggest snowman in the world. I mean, all sorts of sizes. So why do I want to talk about snowmen tonight? Well, first of all, I thought that we've got some things in common with them. Some of these will be quite apparent, some of them maybe not. First of all, as I've already said, they are all different, as are we. There's no other person on the earth that is like you. Even if you're an identical twin, your twin might look like you, but not sound like you, does different things to you. There's no one else that is the same as you. As we've seen, they come in all shapes and sizes, as do we. If you have a look around this room, you'll see all shapes and sizes. The other thing that all snowmen are designed and built by a creator, aren't they? Someone thinks about what that snowman's going to look like, or maybe not, they just pull a big pile together and stick their fingers in it for eyes and things. But someone has to build it and create it, don't they? But that is exactly the same for us. We were built and created by a creator. In Psalm 139, verse 14, it says, "I will praise the Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvellous are your works." God, the Creator, made us as individuals, didn't he? Wonderfully put together, a specific design for each one. Your details were planned and put together in a wonderful package that you called you, or if you were saying it, me. And it was done by God. So just as a snowman, we have a creator who thought about what we would be, what we would look like, what we would do, and where in history we would fit. That's a little bit different for snowmen, though, isn't it? But God took that step further. My next question here tonight is, have you ever seen a snowman this colour? When they come up to them. Has anyone ever seen a red snowman? Yeah? Well, it is a bit browny tint on here, but it is actually red when you look on this one. Red snowman. Why have you never seen any red snowmen? Yeah. The reason you haven't seen a red snowman is because snowmen are not supposed to be red, are they? They're supposed to be white. How does this relate to us? Well, even though really we're all red snowmen or women, God sees us as white snowmen. And we're going to have a look at this a little bit more. In Isaiah 1 verse 18 it says, "Though your sins are actually red like crimson, they shall be white as snow." What does this mean? Well, basically, we are really sinners, and sin to God sticks out like a red snowman would in a bunch of white snowmen. It's not right, it offends God. But God has made a way for us all to appear as white as snow in his eyes. And it's simple for us to do. It wasn't as simple for God to do, it was hard for God to do, but simple for us. All we have to do is ask God to forgive us for our wrong things we do. And he says that he will wash us clean, whiter than snow. I'm just going to read you seven verses from Psalm 51. "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my sins. Wash me thoroughly from my sins, and cleanse me from my sins. For I acknowledge my sins. My sin is always before you, before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inner parts, and in the hidden parts you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow." When we confess our sin to God, he washes us clean, even whiter than snow. Have you ever seen anything that is whiter than fresh snow? I haven't really. I suppose you could say that a really bright white light might just be a tint whiter than snow. The redness and offensiveness of all of our sins were placed on Jesus at the cross. He took our punishment for us, so that when we come to God for forgiveness and for the washing away of the stain of sin, God can actually do that because Jesus paid the price. All we have to do is ask for forgiveness and believe that Jesus died for us. As we believe and confess, not only do we become miraculously white in God's eyes, but it also says in Psalm 103, verse 12, as far as the east is from the west, he has removed our sin. So with God, we truly do become whiter than snow, or even snowmen. So the next time you see or you build a snowman, maybe you'll remember these two things. First of all, that we were designed and built by God, made just as we are, and shaped and placed in history where he wanted us. Secondly, that we have red stains of sin washed away by God, and we now are whiter than snowmen in his eyes. Just wanted to finish with this picture of Palestine to prove that it really does snow in Palestine. That's Palestine. When you think of Eastern countries, you don't think of having snow, do you? Think of it being hot and sunny. But yeah, that's where the psalmist did see snow. And our sins will be washed away, and we will be whiter than that snow if we confess our sins and believe that Jesus Christ died for our sins. Amen.